Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome to the Community Love Power Show. This is Yat Elohim. I'm so glad we're here this evening. Have a great show. It is a continuation of what we were talking about on Sunday. Welcome to Autumn. This is Autumn Autonomy, Part 2, Lungs and Colon. And we're going to be continuing our conversation that we started about nourishing the lungs and colon for the autumn season and what other things we need to know to achieve radiant longevity. I have already opened the line for my co-host, Dr. Jatta Rahim. Welcome, Dr. Jatta.
Thank you much. Greetings.
So here we are again this evening, finishing the conversation about the lungs and the colon. So we're going to start with just a brief review of what we talked about last week, and then we'll launch into more of the colon, because we spoke a lot about the lungs last week. So you were speaking of a hollow organ and a solid organ. Maybe we could start there about the pairing of the organs in traditional Oriental medicine and what that means and why that's important.
Yes, ancient people had time to look at the surroundings around them, the heavens and the earth, and they came up with certain conclusions that they are complementary opposites in life. They observed the night and the day, the rhythms of life, the summer, the winter, up and down, hot and cold, male, female, and this was... they discovered that this is a very central principle to the creation we live in, how things are opposite, but they're opposite in nature because they complement each other. The night complements the day. So they then translated these principles externally to themselves internally. For instance, we have organs in the body, solid organs, which are the heart's a solid organ, the kidneys are a solid organ, the liver is a solid organ, the lungs are a solid organ. And these are paired with a bowel or an empty, an organ that holds things. It's empty in nature. It's like a reservoir. So the solid is paired with the bowel. And this fulfills one of the principles of the existence of life. So in the body now, the lung and the large intestine is considered a pair. And these are the organs that are the most susceptible to this time of year in the fall. One cannot work without the other, and the other needs the other one to fulfill its particular function. So we need the lungs to take in the air from the outside. And this air is used as fuel to to enhance the blood circulation and also the digestive burning of the food. And when the food is burnt by the oxygen we take in, the essence from the food is taken up and the waste goes down through the small bowel, the small intestine, into the large bowl, the large bowel. When it gets to the large intestine now, the large intestine is considered, you could say, like the garbage collector. And you know how important the garbage collection agency is. One day or 1 week, if the trash is not collected, everybody knows what that means. You can conjure many, many ideas in your mind, in your heart. So the large bowel, the large colon now, takes the waste, extracts the remaining nutrients or moisture from that, passes the waste out, and then that is excreted. Because they are a pair, if there is a malfunction in the lungs, for instance, if the lung is attacked by cold and it cannot really take in oxygen, this would also have some imbalance in the colon, because there is a connecting pathway from the lungs to the actual colon in the body via the meridian system that we have. So this is a very, very important time for us to center ourselves, realize that we do live between the heaven and the earth, and we have an opportunity that we could pay some attention to certain valuable parts of our existence, the lung and colon, in this particular time of the year. This is the time of the year when we should be cleaning our houses, cleaning the filters in our house, the air conditioning filter, all filters. Make sure that your windows are clean, because you want to have good airflow coming in. This is the time when the lung needs to be nurtured and nourished. So you need to give it pure things. We should be make sure that we're hydrated, because this also would help the lungs and the colon. We should be doing breathing exercises, again, because the lungs opens to the outside through the nose. So we can take a little opportunity now to be cleaning our nose with a little salt solution and a neti pot, and having essential oils that's very aromatic and purifying around the house, like eucalyptus. These little things makes us in tune with the movement of life. We're not just walking around from one stop sign to the other, and one traffic light to the other, and from Starbucks to the telephone company. We're actually engaged in where we are between the heaven and the earth if we take the time in these 3 months to pay attention to the lung and the colon.
Indeed. So then, what about the colon? Because you have just given some really, really great suggestions about the lung, with cleaning out, getting rid of the dust and the cobwebs, cleaning the windows, and burning the aromatic herbs like eucalyptus, et cetera. So what kind of things to pair with that would we be doing for the colon?
Well, the colon is going to need roughage or fiber, as we all know. The colon needs to be hydrated. The colon needs not to be overburdened, to be overfilled. It's said that the worst vessel we could fill is really overeating and filling the stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So we should pay attention to, we shouldn't be overeating. We should be eating at the right times of the day. We should be finished eating the proteins by 6, 7 o'clock latest. All of these things will give the transit time for the garbage truck to really do its job properly without being burdened by too much waste.
Okay.
It's a good opportunity to be taking some aloe for a few days in the week to help to clean and heal any abnormalities that we may have in the colon. Eating things that would make the colon, even fasting for a day on the weekend when you're home, to don't burden it in that particular day. Give it a chance to rest. Drink the aloe, drink the water, and meditate on letting go, on releasing. Releasing the emotion will also release the colon. Go ahead.
It said that 90% of illness is a common statement. 90% of the disease begins in the colon. Why is that, and how does this season right here reflect, like, gut flora, or I guess we could call it our microbiome? Why is it important this time of year? Why is it said that 90% of disease starts in the colon?
Well, again, as we mentioned, it's the sewer system of the body. And if we're eating correctly, if we don't chew the food properly, if the food is not prepared right, for instance, if the food is not chewed properly, if it's not chewed in a way that you're not in a hurry, and all the things needed for proper digestion, the food will be take maybe more time to be assimilated, will be in the transit system a longer time than normal. You could even have it being backed up by being overburdened by, let's say, the wrong combinations of food. And we have to look at it. We have to be realistic. Do we eat the proper way that we should eat every day? Do we give the colon easy things to assimilate in our food combining? All of these things will add to the colon being burdened. And if you think about it, how much waste material would you say that the average human being passes, let's say, in a week? It's an amazing, amazing organ, the colon and the whole digestive tract. The tons of food we eat, and it gets assimilated and goes through these things, and it's really incredible. Any time that you can spend to heal and tonify these organs in the digestive tract, it's a blessing for you. So we should be thinking. My job is to make us aware that we should be thinking certain times of the year about certain organ systems in our body. We should have that thought and consciously go about doing things that would help these particular organ systems. How can we help the lungs? Well, the lungs like things that are pungent or spicy, things that are aromatic. So when you breathe in a good smell, the nose opens up, the lungs open up, and it wants to take in that good essence. So this is the time of the year when we should be looking around, maybe to eat a little bit more scallion, maybe a little bit more onion. Keep it balanced, maybe with some dill. And all these aromatic herbs we could be using now as condiments and around the house to help to purify the lungs. Consciously doing that will make us more centered, and we have more appreciation of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. So then, are there any type of breath or breathing exercise or movement or sound that
all of
would
the above
go onto the lung and the colon?
All of the above. There is a special sound that's attributed to the lungs, which it's used in some Tai Chi and Qigong exercises. There are many, many exercises in Tai Chi and Qigong that could accent the lung and the colon. When you do some of these exercises, if your colon is filled, you would want to relieve yourself immediately afterwards, because the exercises now would put pressure on that particular area that you're working with the breathing. So there are many, many exercises. We can maybe look at some next week, maybe, and because they're practical exercise, they have to be shown what to do and how to do it. But definitely, breathing in the morning when you get up should be the first part of the day. Take in the air, take in the chi, be grateful, expand the lungs, drink some water, do some twisting of the waist for the colon area. All of these are very, very good things to do. Jumping on a trampoline is also excellent.
Okay, so we have a question in the chat. The chat room is up. It's our website, /dimensional healing. It's blogtalkradio.com/dimensional-healing. The thing about the chat room is you have to actually log in to the chat room to be able to use it. So we have a question from Rose. And Rose says she has a problem with constipation.
Mm-hmm.
And what, you know, what are the remedies? She has done lots of herbal, she says, she named some, Cascara Sagrada products and some other natural super colon cleanse products over the years. And she says, when I take those, I'm able to have a bowel movement, but when I don't, I get constipated again. Is there a solution for Rose, Dr. Jatta?
Yes, again, we would have to start from the beginning. We'd have to start by the proper food combination that Rose would eat. Certain combinations are the wrong combining elements that would cause the constipation. For instance, mixing proteins and carbohydrates when you eat is not really a good thing. These are going to cause a denser, a more heavier, a more drying part of the food intake, proper chewing. So the food combining is really essential, to know how to combine the food you eat so that you will have a good transit time. In other words, you have to combine the proteins with greens, salads. Mm-hmm. That should be, the foundation should be the green and the salads. The protein should be the smallest part of the meal. That would be the foundation. That will give you now the enzymatic action to help digest the food so that it would move through the body a lot quicker. Also, hydration is so important to drink a glass of water a half an hour before. And if you're eating proteins, you shouldn't drink after you've eaten proteins for a couple of hours. And keep yourself well hydrated with good water. Again, this is another problem. People think that the water they drink from the faucet or what they buy is good water. No. The water has to be structured in a particular molecular arrangement for it to be absorbed in the cells. So it's a many, many faceted problem that Rose has. We'd have to start from one and come all the way down and see where she can improve and, you know, what she can add to her lifestyle. She may have to be doing exercises in the morning of a particular type and in the evening. So it's something that could be handled, but it's going to require some thought and some attention. But I hope those things will help her a little bit. The food combining, the proper chewing, eating at the right time, being hydrated, emotionally not holding things in, because the bowel holds things in. We have to release the emotional aspect of life for the bowel to be released. We wouldn't have that anxious feeling. So it's many, many aspects, but, you know, maybe she could... Rose, right? Rose could maybe call and she could fill out our intake form and we can see where she is in certain aspects and take it from there. But she shouldn't give up this hope.
Your contact and phone number, please.
It's 786-222-9526.
Okay.
That's why the Living Foods class we have coming up will be just right for Rose's situation, to learn how to prepare the food, how the food is living and live so that it has more activity, bioactivity in you. It's not dead and inert, so it's going to move through you a lot quicker. How to add a lot of probiotic, because the colon loves to be acidic. It loves to have probiotics in the colon to help it function. All these things now would be taught in the class.
Yes, that was my thought to the class, and to give a call for Rose to give a call in to Dr. Jaka, or come to the class that's coming up. Speaking of which, let's go ahead and do the promo for that so that we can then come back and talk a little bit more about solution. We're 2/3 through already. The 30-minute format is so fast. Here we go.
Greetings. This is Dr. Jata.
And this is Yah Elohim. And we are the People's Clinic, home of On Point Acupuncture. Remember, we're the accessible practitioners, available to you via phone, text, email, and social media. Reach out to us, and we will call you back within 24 hours or less. We are so excited about our upcoming Living Foods certification class from October 8th through October 29th of this year. Learn the secrets of coaxing greater nutrition and turning your foods into nutrition powerhouses. Classes include sprouting and juicing on October 8th. October 15th is the classical, ancient, and modern theories of food. On the 22nd of October, we are presenting fermenting and dehydrating, and we are sealing it up with tonic soups, herbs, smoothies, and other delights on October 29th.
We have a lot of hands-on therapy, also an extensive question and answer period after each class, and from this you will gain confidence and self-empowerment.
And all of those who complete the class will receive certification in Living Foods Preparation. That's Saturday, October 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th at 10 a.m. For more information, check out our website, thepeoplesclinic4tom.com. That's the People's Clinic, the number 4, T like in Tom, O like in Oscar, M like Mary.com. Email us at thepeoplesclinic4tom@gmail.com. Facebook, The People's Clinic for TOM, and to reach Dr. Jata directly, dial 786-222-9526 regarding therapies and to schedule an immediate appointment. For all questions concerning registration, location, payment, and anything else, dial Yah Elohim, 561-855-0593. Join us. It won't be the same without wonderful you. See you there.
Yes, so we're really looking forward to it. It's getting, the last one we did was quite a great experience, and we look forward to the upcoming one. Before we launch back into our topic, I'm going to just briefly mention two initiatives that we have coming up, or maybe even three, that if you go to our marketing flyer by joining our mailing list, you'll see more information. Or you can go to our website, the People's Clinic, the number 4, TOM.com. The People's Clinic, 4, T like Tom, O like Oscar, M like Mary.com. Go there and click on Events and Love Shops page, scroll down, and you'll see a couple of new events that we've got coming up. One is Green Wednesday, and today is Wednesday. So if you go to the site, you'll see what Green Wednesday is about. But, you know, in a nutshell, it's about eating green, buying green, and wearing green. And go to the site to see exactly what that means, because wearing green is more than just wearing the color green. So, you know, join us, because wherever we are on the planet, we can be in alignment of doing something of a single-mindedness that raises the vibration, because green is one of the most powerful healing colors. So we want to give some insight into that. And the second is the community liver cleanse that's coming up in March of 2017. So we want to get a head start letting you know that it's the Community Liver Cleanse and Juicing Collective, and what our goal and mission is for that project is to be able to, again, align and coalesce around the issue that is of paramount importance to all of us, no matter where we are, the healing and cleansing of our liver, because we will be talking about that as, you know, as we go further into the year and we go into the season of the liver. So I wanted to point out those two important events, and you'll see further information about them as the unfoldment and time progresses. So, Dr. Jata, here we are. We have also on the show page for this program and in the marketing flyer illustration of the colon meridian and the lung meridian. As in traditional Oriental medicine, what's the importance of that knowledge? What can I do with the knowledge of those meridians?
Well, number one, if you have any discomfort in that area, you will know that it's going to correlate to those specific organs. That alone is tremendous knowledge. If there's tightness, hot or cold feeling, certain times of the day, certain areas along that area may be more sensitive than others. As I said, the body clock for the lung and colon is between 3 a.m. in the morning, 3 to 5 for the lungs, and from 5 to 7 for the colon. So if we have difficulties, we may have problems at that particular time or in the particular season we're in now. So all of these are good things to be aware of, your own body topography. The tongue too, from the tip of the tongue back, 1/3 is also the part of the lungs. So if the color there is off or it's coated there, that's also another indication. But all these things we'll explain more in detail as we go along.
Yes, you know, we're actually working on our webinar series. We'll start that in another cycle or so. And what that means is visual. So everything that we're talking about, if you join the webinar, you actually get to see it on your screen. As we talk about the meridians, we would have a visual of the meridians up, and then we can have more specific information. So the thing about the webinar platform is that it has a visual component. But in the meantime, through the power of imagination and also the use of our show page and our marketing email, you can still select amount of images associated with the topic. So what I got from the program, Dr. Jata, is that the lung and the colon work in concert. The lung is the solid organ, and the colon is the hollow organ. The lung requires pungent odors to help heal and revitalize. I didn't quite get the odors or the scent for the colon. Are there any?
The particular fragrance for the lungs would also be for the colon somewhat.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes a lot of sense, because we talked about the polarity or the opposites or the complementary and, you know, aspects of nature, aspects of these organs. And I envisioned, it's kind of classic vision, but I envisioned yin and yang when you were saying that, in terms of how they complement and how they are dependent upon each other. So You know, I think I got, there's many other things I got out of it that I won't have time to share because we're at the top of the hour and the program is now ending. I wanted to say thank you to our listeners. Our listenership is increasing in the archive department. We want to encourage you to call in. Thanks for chatting in, Rose, because we're going to now start to offer incentives to those who come to the program. We've got an upcoming class. Come to the program live and get an incentive to attend the class. We've got other things going on. I didn't get to talk that much about the buying club. So, you know, we'll talk about that as well. That's another incentive for you to come to the live program and share your information, your questions, your concerns, your suggestions, your ideas, your love. Dr. Jatha, what are your closing heartfelt remarks for this evening?
Try to be focused and centered. We're not just walking around the planet willy-nilly. We're in the fall season. We're moving with this cycle of time. And within our bodies, we're also moving with the cycle of times. And this is the time to cycle the lung and the colon. What wonderful knowledge that is.
It is indeed. I love when you say willy-nilly. It reminds me of my dad. He used to say that. That's a term that you don't hear every day. So thank you, you know, for sharing your time and energy with us this evening. And we look forward to Sunday when we will be going more into a little bit of how you, other tools and techniques that you can use to recognize what's going on in your body. We have tongue analysis, which we want to touch on because we want to present an upcoming webinar on that with much more detail. And then facial recognition will be the program after that. So these are the ways that the body gives signs and signals as to what's going on within. So thank you for attending, and we look forward to speaking with you in the next opportunity. This is Yat Elohim. I'm going to sign. I signed in with Hamza Eldin. I'm going to sign out with George Duke. Just a few seconds of him, and then we'll end the program. Thank you for your time. Love you to life. This is the Community Love Power Show. I'm Yah Elohim.